Taking a break from politics, the Food and Drug Administration's ban on some popular flavored e-cigarettes has officially gone into effect, although a loophole in the policy allows vape shots to continue selling a disposable flavored cartridge. Still, in recent months, there have been fewer hospital admissions for vaping-related illnesses as states begin to crack down. But even as vaping takes up headlines, the cigarette is still king in Cleveland, and cigarette smoking rates are especially high, near 40% in predominantly African-American neighborhoods. IdeaStream's Ann Glosser reports on a new strategy for helping black smokers quit.
53-year-old Jan Johnson smoked a dozen cigarettes a day for about two decades.
I would go to bingo at least four times out of the week, and at bingo, it was just the thing to do.
When her apartment building went smoke-free in 2018, she knew something would have to change. On a bulletin board, she saw a notice for a research study testing whether a text messaging program could help people stop smoking, and she decided to sign up. Each of the 100 or so participants in the pilot study received 6 weeks of daily texts that shared encouraging video messages like this one.
Ask other smokers in your home to quit with you. Or if they aren't ready, ask them to smoke outside.
But the texts weren't one-size-fits-all messages like you'd find online at smokefree.gov. For the test group, there were messages designed specifically for the African-American community.
We are a strong people. We've had to overcome many obstacles and fight hard to get what we want. And you will need this strength to be successful quitting smoking.
We talk about the relationship of the tobacco industry with African-Americans and its roots that date back to slavery.
That's researcher Monica Webb Hooper, who conducted the study for Case Western Reserve University.
We talk about the targeting of the tobacco industry for menthol cigarettes, which are known to be more difficult to quit and contain greater rates of toxins and tars. We also talk about the cultural assets and strengths that would be relevant to this group, such as the emphasis on spirituality, religion, the emphasis on family and community engagement.
Hooper says that people receiving the culturally specific texts were more engaged with the program and more likely to be smoke-free at their six-week follow-up than those who got the standard texts from smokefree.gov. Jan Johnson credits the program for her success in quitting.
I used to use oxygen like when I sat up and laid down, but now I'm only on oxygen at night.
She says she still watches the text videos when she needs help.
I remember the one with the lady that had to use a voice box. That one right there hit me below the belt.
What Johnson doesn't remember, though, is feeling like the videos were tailored toward black smokers.
No, I kind of didn't look at it like that. I know that the doctor was explaining that in the black culture, this and that and the other, but no, it just really didn't stick out.
At the Cleveland Clinic, Community Relations Manager Rashida Larkin likes the idea of cultural specificity and says it could help broaden thinking and validate experiences, maybe even make people angry.
It takes it to a different level where they understand not only is this hurting you from a healthcare standpoint, but also how you are marketed to because of what you show up in the world, being a person of color, being a black woman, being a black man. It shows up and they are directly targeting you. It's a full-on attack.
The overall smoking rate for the city of Cleveland is 29%, higher than many other major cities. And in some heavily African-American Cleveland neighborhoods, as many as 40% of adults smoke. That's why Case's Monica Webb Hooper says it's critical to find new ways to help more black smokers quit.
This group tends to be less likely to quit smoking. This group also suffers disproportionately from a range of tobacco-associated conditions, not only cancer, but heart disease, stroke, diabetes, infant mortality. All these things are related to tobacco use. So it is imperative that any health agenda include tobacco use.
Hooper says more research is needed, but ultimately she'd love to have a free texting program tailored to smokers in the black community available on the National Cancer Institute's website, where smoking cessation programs targeting pregnant women, teens, and other groups already exist. For Here and Now, I'm Ann Glosser in Cleveland.